Like Joel said, my name is Stevie King. I'm on staff here at New Life, and one of my main jobs is to oversee guest services. So that includes greeting, parking, refreshments, comment cards, and info tiering. I like to say that we make church happen. That may seem like a bold statement, but I really believe it's true. If the lights weren't turned on and the doors remained locked, we could hold the most amazing services, but church, the body, wouldn't really happen. If we didn't have parkers out there organizing where people park, maximizing our available spaces, church wouldn't happen for those who need close parking. If we didn't have people outside smiling and opening the door for people to enter, church wouldn't happen for those who are confused as to if this building is actually a church, which I have had that happen several times. And if it weren't for the work of our refreshment crew, church would pass by in a tired haze for those who need their morning coffee. In guest services, we make church happen, not just for ourselves, our friends, and our family, but for the lost, the hurting, and the lonely. This past year has been one of the craziest in guest services that I've experienced, and not in a good way. We have seen a huge drop-off in volunteers across the board. Right now, we're averaging about 4 volunteers per Sunday service for the 929, when we really need about 10 volunteers to make everything happen. And you know, this problem hasn't been limited to the city service either. In order to keep our campus services up and running, we've asked staff who lead small groups on campus to bring their small group to church a half an hour early on Sunday, once a month to serve. This has gone extraordinarily well. At first, we were uncertain if asking students to get here earlier would work, but it has. A few weeks ago, you guys might remember this Sunday. It was the Sunday when it finally decided to be winter. So we were running really short on volunteers at the ninth service, and it was still snowing, and we weren't able to salt and shovel the sidewalks like we would normally like to. But when my coworker Jared showed up for the 10:30 for the 11th service, him and his small group went running up and down the sidewalks with shovels and salt. They might have been skipping at some point. And these are all very tall, big guys. And they just had a great time. And they got that done in 15 minutes. And then they were able to stand outside at the doors and greet people who came through. It was really beautiful to see, actually. Not only was our church served and new people were welcomed enthusiastically, but Jared's small group also had a great time and they bonded over the whole experience. As having groups serve together has worked so well on the campus side, I would love to ask all of you group leaders out there to consider signing your D group or home group up to serve one Sunday every couple months. If you aren't a leader, I can't imagine any leader out there would be against you spearheading a serving effort. And parents, one of the coolest things that I've seen in guest services is families coming to church early to serve together. Greeting and refreshments are two roles that are great for kids and parents to do together. It serves the church and it instills the value of servanthood at a young age. So if you're here and you want to sign up to serve on your own, that would be just as great. The commitment is small. Really, we only ask you to come to church a half an hour early once a month. Or if you're going to be entering comment cards, then you just grab the comment cards from the info desk and take them home and serve at your leisure from your own computer. So you don't need to have any special skill to serve. We'll train you on the first Sunday you volunteer and help you out anytime after that. So if you're interested in learning more about guest services or signing up to serve, I'm going to be out at the info desk during the break, and I would love to tell you more or sign you up right away.